I suppose this is it. The end of our secret love affair. Well, we knew it couldn't last forever. I don't regret a single moment of it, and I know you don't either. But before you go, before we part ways, I want to share this final tale with you. Consider it a farewell kiss. The following story, The Admired, is the last piece in our series of Secret Lovers. It was taped live in New York City on January 27th, 2019.
Ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were someplace else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Chilling and unforgettable are those lines from the seminal murder ballad, The Long Black Veil. In just a few economic lines, a devastating tale is writ bold and large. It exposes more than entire volumes could ever hope to. With just a few simple but deft brushstrokes of our own, we bring you the following tale.
It won't be the same around here without you, Mr. Mayor.
No, I guess it won't.
End of an era, as they say.
Folks will get along fine.
The new fellow, taking your place.
Oh, yeah, Comstock.
Yeah, good old Fred Comstock. He has some fancy new ideas, huh?
Oh, he'll do fine. I wish him only the best.
Come now. As you can plainly see, there's no newspaper reporters in my office. You can be straight with me.
Well, since you used the phrase, how about being straight with me, Dr. Bennett? What are we looking at?
Well,
just come out with it, Doc.
Let me start out by saying that we've been through this before.
It's back, isn't it?
You were able to beat it before.
Yeah, I was. How about now?
I wish I could say that the odds were completely in your favor.
But they're not.
You're at too advanced an age for surgery. I wouldn't take that chance, but I do think we could treat it.
How long have I got, Doc?
You still have a chance. I wouldn't throw in the towel just yet.
Dr. Bennett, you've been my physician for 25 years. You know me. I'm a man who gets things done by knowing what he's dealing with. If I need to get my house in order, I'm ready.
6 months. Maybe less.
Thank you.
But you can't give up, Tyrus, old buddy.
Didn't say I would.
You know what? You're a hell of a man, Mayor Cobb. Everyone thinks so. I hope you know that.
Come in.
Daddy?
Taylor, sweetheart.
What's going on? Why haven't you answered your phone?
Hold still, Mr. Mayor. Just please, hold still.
Can't you see? I haven't been able to move for the last hour. I'm having my portrait painted.
Well, let me see.
What do you think so far? You like it?
Yes. Yes, but he looks so serious.
Posterity is a serious matter, my dear.
Well, and my subject is a serious man. A beloved man, but a serious man to be sure. Keep your head... Thank you.
So, how was your visit with Dr. Bennett? You never told me.
I'm well and fine. Fit as a fiddle.
And your abdominal pains? It's not the...
Oh, just some basic gastrointestinal stuff, that. He gave me a prescription, and that should be the end of that.
Great. So, you're feeling better then?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, sorry.
I'm also glad you're feeling better, but just be still now.
You're going to be all right for the big dinner tomorrow?
I will if this portrait is ready before then.
It will be if you can sit still.
Thank goodness she isn't sculpting me.
Well, they did break the mold when they made you.
Is she being funny or sincere? I can't tell with this one. Oh, these artists.
Oh, stop that now. You like to pretend you don't get artists.
I don't really.
Well, yet there's no one I know of in this community who's been kinder or more supportive of the arts than you, Mayor Cobb. How many artists have benefited from your generosity over the years, myself included? Well, that's precisely why I've volunteered to paint your portrait. That's the very least I could do. Now, would you stop fidgeting?
See, who doesn't love you, Daddy? If tomorrow's dinner will prove anything...
It will prove that people will bow to supplication for any kind of aged relic.
Pshaw.
Well, you're very spry for someone who's supposed to be an old relic. Will you please sit still?
So, we're about 3 months away from completion.
Well, I'll be.
You'll like it.
Oh, you're something else, Ted. I even love how you designed it so that the trees would shade the building from the sunlight.
I don't know what to say, Ted.
Well, the look on your face right now says everything, Mr. Mayor.
I was trying to get that library refurb off the ground during my last term, but I just couldn't get them to...
But now it's gonna happen.
Thanks to you, Ted.
And not only that, it will be also dedicated to you, Mr. Mayor.
Mom would be so proud.
As you know, this library is where we first met.
Really? Is that so?
Mom was an adorably mousy little librarian, and Daddy was still the town clerk. Who knew it would all blossom into such a beautiful love story?
Well, Taylor, I don't know if you know, your dad helped me in ways maybe even he doesn't know.
Really?
Oh, Ted.
Oh, don't old Ted me. Did you know this man right here saved my family from ruin? Ruin! Remember when they were building the Aladoon Freeway all those years back? Well, my father's filling station was right smack dab in the crosshairs of its path. My dad went straight to your dad's office with hat in hand and tears in his eyes. I don't know how your dad did it, but he did it. All I know is that he worked it out somehow, and we were spared the wrecking ball. My dad was able to keep his business, and because he could keep his business, he was able to afford to send me to college so that I could become an architect. I mean, so here I am. All thanks to Mayor Tyrus Cobb.
Glad to see you.
Tyrus, a hearty congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Feeling ready for the big job?
I do have some big shoes to fill. But I gotta say, you didn't really leave me with a cobbler of any kind, Tyrus, old boy.
Well, that's kinda hard when you're all heel, isn't it, Fred?
You know, one day I hope they throw me a fancy dinner like this one.
Oh, I can see a day when they just might throw a dinner at you, Fred.
Oh, looks like your delightful offspring is about to command the floor. Places, everyone!
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I hope everyone has enjoyed this feast. Let's have a big hand for my dear old dad, our good mayor, Tyrus Cobb. And what does everyone think of the new portrait of my father we unveiled this evening? Let's hear it for the artist, Karen Grouse, who did just a spectacular job. Go on, stand up, Karen. Take a bow. And also, I want to mention that that portrait is going to hang in a very special place. Thanks to Ted James and his team and all the hard work they have done on the redesign and refurbishment of our public library, which will also be rededicated in my father's name. Come on, stand up, Ted and company. Oh, look at that smile. This is your night, Daddy. And now I'd like to give the podium to our incoming mayor, my father's most worthy successor, Mayor Fred Comstock.
Whoa, I guess this thing is on. Almost got a little shocked there, right in the mustache, huh? Thank you, good citizens. Mr. Mayor, your lovely daughter, Taylor. Okay. Now, I had something that I prepared to read here for this occasion. This piece of paper here, but... I decided it would be much better if I just spoke right off the cuff and straight from the heart. Now, folks, if I may, let me put forth a question. Can anyone, does anyone know of anyone, who has ever heard someone ever utter even one unkind word about this man seated beside me? Search your memories. Look around this room and for many, many miles around. Good luck with that. Because you can't. You won't. I think Victor Hugo said it best. The supreme happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. Love for ourselves. Say rather, loved in spite of ourselves. But Mayor Cobb, it seems that you can do no wrong, which leaves for me as your new mayor an impossibly high standard to meet, but not one that will prevent me from trying, and hopefully, with all of your cooperation, succeeding. Mr. Mayor, I will always welcome your counsel and treasure your spirit. I wish you only the best. Let me be the millionth and one person to congratulate you and to thank you for a life of sacrifice, service, and for just being that all too rare specimen in our field, the all-around good guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Mayor Fred Comstock. Let's hear it again for our new mayor. And now, I'd like to welcome one of our town's most admired and respected spiritual leaders, Reverend Ike Schilling. Come on over, Reverend.
Hello, everybody. It's good to see everyone here. It really is. What a special night. What a special man. Am I right? Tyrus... I'm ashamed to say that I've lost count of the exact number of years I've called you my friend. But let me tell you, it's been a very long time. Adding up that time is not what I would consider simple arithmetic. Now look, I didn't come here to embarrass our man of the hour. But okay, I think I will. I'm going to embarrass him right here in front of you all. Tell some tales out of school, as they say. Did you know that when Sherry Jensen, our Meals on Wheels driver, was injured in a car accident, who came in on his own personal time to help make sure the meals were delivered to the sick and elderly folks in our community? I'll give you one guess. That's right. This guy right here, I didn't even call him. He just showed up. He didn't need to be asked. He heard what happened, and he showed up. And can I tell you something else? Another story about this wonderful man who was always there.
Hey there, Tim.
Hey, what brings you here, Mr. Mayor?
I'd like to come in.
You want to skip the line, eh?
What line? Just let me pass, Tim.
You shouldn't be coming here anymore, Mr. Mayor.
I just want to come back one last time. I need to see Eve.
Well, she's busy.
Please, let me pass.
Don't worry. We're not going to tell anyone.
It's not that.
You paid me enough. My lips are sealed. Just go away. She doesn't want to see you.
Please, Tim. I need to make peace with her.
Beat it.
I'm dying, Tim.
Aren't we all?
I don't have much time left.
What's going on out here?
Eve!
Tyrus! Oh, Tyrus.
Eve, can I
just... You know you shouldn't come here, Tyrus. It's not good for either of us.
All right, you heard her.
Please, Eve. It's ever so important.
Tyrus.
I may never have this chance again, Eve.
All right, then. Come. Come on in, Tyrus.
To our tale in a moment. First, I must tell you all about our sponsor for this episode, Wix. Wix is the place to go to build your very own professional website. We've been using Wix and loving it for FiresideMysteryTheater.com since 2014. And we just happen to be one of millions of businesses who use Wix to build, maintain, and grow our online presence. Wix sure does make it easy. Regardless of your technical know-how, Wix is intuitive and offers really powerful tools to help you push the limits of web design. Could it get easier than dragging and dropping? Play around with the advanced design features available with Wix, and you can make your site truly stunning. Add video backgrounds and image galleries. You can even set the image quality and sharpness of your photos. All sites include built-in SEO tools, so your site can get found online and in search engines like Google and Bing. Once you've designed a killer website, you want it to be found, right? I thought this whole SEO thing was going to be way over my head. Well, Wix has an SEO whiz that helped to guide me with a personalized plan. Truly, the only difficulty I've found is to carve out enough time in my schedule to tinker with and explore all that Wix has to offer. Do you want to build a site for your business? Or to showcase your art, your music, your writing? Or how about to grow your personal brand? Wix has the tools you need to make the website you need. And what could be better? You can get started now with 10% off by going to wix.com/podcast. That's wix.com/podcast and get 10% off. So easy. wix.com/podcast. And now let's return to the admired.
Come in, Tyrus. Sit down.
Thank you. You look good, Eve, as good as you always have.
Is that what you came to tell me?
Oh, no.
What is it that you came to tell me, then?
I smell the coffee coming from the kitchen. Of all the places, you made the best cup of coffee I ever had.
Of all the places?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. That sounded rude.
That's because it was.
Let me put forth a question. Can anyone... Does anyone know of anyone? Anyone who has ever heard someone ever utter even one unkind word about this man seated beside me?
Eve, how have you been? I think about you all the time. Do you ever think of me?
All the time. And it makes me sad.
Search your memories. Look around this room and for many, many miles around. Good luck with that, because you can't. You won't.
Why? Why do you dare to come back here, Tyrus?
I had to see you one last time.
What purpose would that serve?
We were lovers once.
You forget. You paid like everyone else. Except in the end, you did not pay. You left me with the bill, so to speak.
I know you loved me, and I loved you.
Please, Tyrus. I thought I was beyond being hurt anymore, but you're proving otherwise.
I don't want to hurt you anymore, Eve.
What do you want?
I would have thrown it all away if I could have. My wife, my family, my career, just to be with you.
That's no truer now than it was all those years ago, Tyrus. Why do you still lie to me, even now?
I nearly did, but I couldn't do it. I searched and searched, but I couldn't find any other way.
and I'm sorry for it.
And can I tell you something else? Another story about this wonderful man who was always there to stand for what is right and good and moral.
I shouldn't be, but I'm sorry too, Tyrus.
If I could have found a way, I would have come running back, running as fast as I could.
It's too late for that, Tyrus.
Oh, I know. It's too late for you and me.
So why are you here?
I don't have much time left, Eve. I'll soon be gone.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sincerely.
Eve?
Yes?
Could I?
Yes?
Could I spend one last night with you?
And that will make up for everything, right?
I don't...
And what do I get out of this? More pain?
More suffering? I was wrong, Eve. So wrong.
You did wrong, Tyrus. You did me wrong.
There must be some way I can atone.
Just go away, Tyrus.
Oh, you didn't mean that, Eve. You can't mean that.
But I do. It's too late. That train left the station a long time ago.
Then just let me sit here with you for a while.
This is still my house, you know.
Oh, I know it is.
This was a place of love. A sanctuary for those who could not find love anywhere else.
Oh, yes, it was.
You never needed my love. You already had everyone else's.
Oh, that isn't true. I need your love more than anyone else's. It took me all these years to finally realize it.
You had everything a man could ask for, Tyrus. Nothing is ever enough for you, is it?
Oh, that's only the perception, Eve. That's only what everyone else saw.
That was the problem in the end, wasn't it? What everyone else saw.
Search your memories. Look around this room and for many, many miles around. Good luck with that. Because you can't. You won't.
Eve!
You burned me, Tyrus. Yes, you did. And now you've come back. For what?
I don't know how, but I think I can put things right again. If you're willing
You visited this house many, many times over many years. You picked all the fruit from the tree until the tree was almost bare, and then...
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did.
And can I tell you something else? A story about this wonderful man who was always there to stand for what is right and good and moral.
You took until you made all those vows and promises.
Eve, please!
But you broke them all. You broke them when you knew that they were coming to shut me down. You were afraid I'd talk.
Eve!
Afraid I would betray you to them. Something I never would have done. But you couldn't take that chance. You had to be sure.
I'm sorry, Eve. I have never stopped being sorry. Eve!
Yes?
I just reached out to touch you.
So you did.
And my hand just... passed through your hand.
You want to make things right, do you, Tyrus?
I'd do anything to make it right, Eve.
If you mean what you say, you'll burn with me.
Burn?
You'll face the fire with me this time. Not like that night long ago when you burned down this house with me still in it.
I'm sorry, Eve. I'm sorry.
Then you won't run away this time.
I won't run away.
You'll face the fire. You'll face the fire with me.
If that is what I must do to win you back.
You mean what you say, then?
I do. I'll face it. I will face the fire with you.
You will.
I will.
Then come to me, lover. Embrace me. Embrace me one last time.
Now, folks, if I may, let me put forth a question. Does anyone know of anyone who has ever heard someone ever utter even one unkind word about this man seated beside me? Search your memories. Look around this room and for many, many miles around. Good luck with that, because you can't. You won't.
eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down.
Part, we'd like to leave you with a bit of verse read by our resident poet, Dr. David Linton.
What makes a couple couple? What joins them at the lips or at the hips? We swear from the heart till death do us part. Whatever life's trials bring will remain to the last thing. We state with solemnity before an assembly of family and friends that our love is forever, that never, oh, never will our bonds ever end. Till death do us part, till death do us part. Some lovers we've seen have lived out that scene. We've watched on the stage Othello's dark rage as he failed love's big test and put Desdemona to rest. And Romeo, ah, Romeo, he went to his doom in the dark of the tomb, Juliet by his side, in death still his bride. She awoke to discover the death of her lover, but death could not sever, she joined him forever. And Macbeth had a vision, so filled with ambition, it passed on to his wife, who took her own life. So many others have met a dark fate alone or embraced by a long-loving mate. Bonnie and Clyde went down in glory. Butch and Sundance became a sad story. But all love is not bound up in sadness. There's plenty of reason to rejoice with gladness. We need some really good examples, some awe-inspiring, outstanding samples of love that has lasted through the years, defying the dark veil of tears. Perhaps our presidents were worth emulation. Did they set wedding standards while leading the nation? George and Martha, our nation's first couple, seemed to move ahead with nary a stumble. Abe Lincoln and Mary, though parted by murder, are known to have happily shared a four-poster. Ah, FDR and Eleanor, the likes of them we'll see no more. Barack, Obama, and Michelle, we can only say they served us well. Our nation's leaders were nearly all mated, though not all of them were easily sated. Thomas Jefferson oft slept with Sally, while JFK was known to dally. And what more can be said of Trump? He'd treat each woman like a chump. At every chance he'd had, he'd grab one, then claim it was just done in fun. So let us turn to fantasy, to comic books and Walt Disney, to movies and to television, where love can be a warm condition. And there, role models do abound. All we need do is look around. There's Donald and Daisy and Mickey and Minnie. For those loving couples, we can sure get the skinny. Despite Pluto's efforts to get olive oil, her love for dear Popeye he could never spoil. Lucy and Ricky Ricardo were lovers, as long as they slept under separate covers. Ralph Cramden and Alice would remember to spoon after each time he'd say a trip to the moon. Archie Bunker would tell Edith to stifle, despite the fact that her style was delightful. And what of Batman and Robin, the Lone Ranger and Tonto? Must we pretend these bromances were no-go? There are so many more in Infinite Trace. There's Starsky and Hutch, and of course Will and Grace. Love is eternal, there's no end to the tally. It continues to move us just like Harry and Sally. So take some wisdom from good old Dean Martin. When you find yourself feeling a bit disheartened, before you turn in the blankets and tuck in next bedtime, remember, everybody loves somebody sometime.
And that was The Admired. Dr. Bennett was played by James Reeser. Mayor Tyrus Cobb was played by David Linton. Taylor Cobb was played by Casey LaForest. Ted James was played by Michael Pate. Mayor Fred Comstock was played by Alan LaForest. Reverend Schilling was played by James Kleinman. Tim was played by Eric Davy Gislason. Eve was played by Mary Murphy. And the part of the artist Karen was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Almost Persuaded, written by Billy Sherrill and Glenn Sutton, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Admired was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by Team Silva Rodriguez. Thanks to Wix for supporting this episode. Don't forget to go to wix.com/podcast to get 10% off. Secret Lovers was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. With these past few episodes, we've been on the topic of love and all its strange incarnations. And whether you've been listening to us for a while or have just recently been drawn into the weird world that is Fireside Mystery Theater, well, we hope that you love us as much as we love you, dear listeners. And we absolutely love creating Fireside Mystery Theater. But alas, we cannot survive on love alone. The small band of mischief makers that we are work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we need your help to sustain this creepy thing we love and to enable our fireside flames to grow. Consider becoming our very own Patreon patron. For a dollar or two or more a month, you would be providing vital support for what we do, and you'd help us achieve our future goals. We've cooked up some special perks for it too. Fancy a postcard from Sunken Harbor? Exclusive discounts on our merch? A personalized audio thank you from someone in our fabulous cast? A fancy schmancy limited edition lapel pin? Well, we've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering.
Want to declare your love for us? Flowers, candy, and exotic edible undergarments are nothing compared to an ever-loving rating and review. Keep up to date with all things FMT by following us on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @FiresideMystery. Like us on Facebook, too. We'll love you for it. Join us on Sunday, March 31st at 5 p.m. for our next live taping at the Slipper Room. We'll be spending a little time in the sordid studio of the After Hours Late Night Radio Show. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. If you're going to hide all those old letters, the pressed flowers, those amorous memories and mementos of secret loves past, best to tuck them away in a place where you know to mind the shadows.